این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Imam Khomeini's viewpoint on condition of leadership. I was and I'm still believing and I'm insisting on the belief that it is not necessary that an Islamic leader should be a merja, a just mujtahid or high-rank religious authority chosen by the honored experts who are the representatives of the whole country in the assembly of experts is just enough. When the people vote for the experts in order that they appoint a just mujtahid to rule them and those experts, then has really assigned someone to the leadership post. The leadership of such a person would be accepted by the people. In such a case, this person becomes the wali or leader that has been elected by the people and whose orders and commands are consequently effective.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the mosque. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that the mosque is an Islamic fortress and the altar is the battle arena. Now, in this part of his speech, he is talking about two major things or parts or the roles of the mosque. And one is that the mosque is a fortress for Islam, a fortress for the Islam. Why? Because the imam of the mosque, it is his duty to learn Islam in the best way. And the imam should be a person who is a knowledgeable person in Islam, who is maybe a good scholar, a well-educated person, and he is leading the prayer. That is the first thing. The second thing is he must be purified. Obviously, the purification is so important. He should reach to the high ranks of the spirituality so that he can take people. And the role of imam is the role of leader. Then, obviously, the mosque becomes a fortress when people enter to the mosque for the daily prayers, when they enter the mosque for the Jummah prayers, when they enter the mosque for the supplications or any kind of, you know, sessions that we have in the mosques. It is the duty of imam, the leader, to take them towards the purification, to educate them, to train them in the best way, to train them according to the teachings of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. On the other hand, the altar, which is mihrab, it is the battle arena. Why? Because it is the mihrab where he stands. He calls people from there. You know, in the mosque, when we say, Hayya ala salah, come towards the prayer. Hayya ala khayr al-amr, come towards the, hasten towards the goodness, the best action. What does it mean? It means that we need to say no to the evil. We need to say no to the rebels, to the taghut. We need to say no to any kind of oppression. And we are going towards the justice. Why? Because Islam is the religion of justice. And the mosque is a fortress where the justice should be seen. We can see in the history when there was any issues, the people used to go to the mosque. If the people, those who have visited the mosque of Kufa, this is a mosque where there is a place where Imam Ali alayhi salam used to sit and judge the people. Like he used to do the judgments over there. So the Qulqada, the place of judgment. So he was there and he used to listen to the arguments of the people, and there he used to judge. The cases used to come to him in the mosque. So therefore, the mosque is a place of justice. Therefore, if we want to say no to the oppression, to the wrongness, to the evil, then the mosque is the center, is the fortress of Islam, which is a place of training and to teach people how they can fight against the oppression.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say, La ilaha.